It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you're getting this show in your market, this is the Grillin' Guy today. I'm Barbecue Bob. Jop is on a little vacay in the sunny state of Florida, where the bars and restaurants are open and business and life is as usual. So I'm going to be up here doing something that Rush Limbaugh did for 30 years, not nearly as well as him. But he did a monologue all day. So I know I can't continue an hour-long monologue, so I basically got some really cool guests coming in. We're going to talk about a few different things, but it's that time of year when everybody's snow is off the deck and they're starting to think about more serious outside activities. Now, the diehards like Jop and I grill and smoke all through the year, and we get texts and messages and pictures on Facebook and the website, thegrillingguys.com, from people who are diehards as well and probably grill even more than I do, which is hard to imagine, but I know you're out there and we're glad you're listening. And you guys had your equipment out all year long. But a lot of people kind of like to stash it away when the bad weather comes for various reasons. I mean, it could be too weak to handle the heat needed to compensate for the cold. It could be so pretty you don't want it to get messed up by ice. You know, who knows what. But it could be you're just a big sissy and you don't want to go out in the snow. So shame on you if that's you. I get it, though. I got pretty lazy this winter, to be honest with you, and Jop busted my chops rightfully. And I switched over to cast iron. And I have a very good selection of cast iron, mostly from Lodge, but some old American-made brands that I couldn't tell you off the top of my head, but they're classic old cast iron. And, of course, there's always an occasional something in the oven. I've got a convection oven. I got it at Garrett's Appliance, who will be on in the next segment. And it's also got an infrared broiler. And if you go to Ruth's Chris or any of these nice places like that, they're not using charcoal Weber on their kitchen floor. It's going to be an infrared broiler, and they're going to cook that steak with a drop-down burner. And if you have an oven with an infrared broiler, it's just a ceramic burner that's just like I'd call them like space heaters outside, pointed at an angle. It looks like a honeycomb ceramic material, but you see them in factories at loading docks and all over the place. They don't have an exhaust to them. It just burns the gas up at 1,600 degrees and throws out a crazy amount of heat. And so that's what an infrared broiler does. And I found that to be really, really nice to use. And I need practice with it because I'm not used to that hot of infrared. My Tech infrared runs around 1,100, 1,200 degrees for the most part. And that's a lot to manage. But anyway, so I got off of having all the grills and smokers rolling this winter just because I got lazy, man. I'm not going to lie. And I've got some stuff in transition. So my grilling area is kind of not the way I want it to be. I didn't get my roofs put on last fall. So when the snow piles up and if you don't stay on top of it, I got a quarter mile long driveway. So shoveling my back deck, which is like 60 feet long, is not really attractive. I'm kind of wussing out there. I'm getting old. Maybe too smart to do all that stuff. I don't know. What do you think, Trevor? We're being produced today by, of course, Mr. Trevor, who you can catch on WGRD on the weekends, 97.9.
Yeah, from 10 to 3. I think that's fair. That's a long back porch you got there.
Trevor Swanson, what's your day like on Saturdays? What are you spinning?
I'm spinning Foo Fighters and Metallica and all sorts of good hard rock stuff. And you can hear me talk about all sorts of pop culture. I talk about wrestling. I talk about rock.
I heard the wrestling part. Yeah. I listen to you every Saturday. And 97.9 WGRD, it's a very old station and just been... Gosh, back in the 70s, I listened to GRD. They were a little bit more lollipop back then, and now they're the heavyweights. So it's pretty cool being here with Town Square on one of your stations, which ours is 98.7 in Grand Rapids. And then we're on stations all around the state. We are not currently on one of our favorite stations, and that is UPS 98.5 up in Houghton Lake. And they took a little break, and I think they're testing the waters. So if you miss us up north and you're just getting the podcast and want to hear us on 98.5, send them a Facebook message or an email and let them know, hey, we'd love to have the Grilling Guys back on. Otherwise, if you have some favorite stations around the state and you'd like our show to be there, stations are generally very much in need of something good on the weekends, wouldn't you say? Because you produce everything and you send it out to them.
Yeah, I send it. In fact,
makes it easier for him, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we have the whole show ready to go every Friday.
Yeah. So then I think most stations are kind of on autopilot on the weekends.
Sometimes, yeah.
Because the radio stations have really felt the squeeze of podcast, internet, satellite, all these different competing factors that the old traditional terrestrials. Yeah,
from time to time, I do like to come in on Saturday and Sunday, do the show. I mean, relatively live. I'm usually 15, 20 minutes ahead of time talking about current things. Oh, I can talk about if there's something funny on SNL or if there was like
whatever it comes to the top of your head, just like Jop and I do here.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not just trying to get you to work for less money. But it'd be okay. No. I think you do. I love listening to you on the weekends.
Well, thanks.
And I just kind of chuckle. I'm in my garage working or, you know, doing something out in the woods.
I want to make people laugh.
Yeah. It's because I know you so well, it makes it kind of better. But Trevor's a young man here who produces us, and you've been in the radio business.
Since 2017, so oh, 4 years. Yeah, yeah.
You run a big board there, so good for you. Well, anyway, so on the weekends, I'm usually listening to Trevor, and when we put this show on track, so he's listening to me, so it's a payback. You're much more entertaining. So how am I doing at the monologue so far? Am I keeping up?
Are
people
good.
Leaving? Do you see all the lights going on out there? Because I would if I were you. Trust me. I'm not that great to listen to. My wife tells me every day.
So, well, have you grilled anything this last week that was tasty, or have you made anything good that you enjoyed?
To be honest, I made some good food, but this week was a whirlwind because my second daughter, Maggie, and her husband have been staying with us a couple months while their house is being finished.
Oh, yeah. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah, we moved them in Thursday and Friday. So
they're in.
Yeah, yeah. They got a beautiful new two-story house. It's in a great neighborhood with young families. I mean, young moms and dads all over the place pushing carriages. And God bless them. But
right here in West Michigan, close to
home?
Yeah,
yeah. A mile and a half from our
house.
Nice. So my wife's in heaven. Because they have little Genevieve, and she's just the most amazing kid. And they've got another on the way.
Nice. Wow. So, congratulations.
Yeah, so,
you're
going to
have a lot of babysitting time in your hands.
Yeah, and we had the other grandkids up. And I'm at that stage in life where we're starting to have grandkids now.
Oh.
And I never wanted to be grandpa, and now it's a badge of honor.
Yeah.
I love having my family, my downline, come up and hug me and squeeze my face and say they're never leaving and things like that. It's heartwarming.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And I know we got a lot of listeners in that camp and way ahead of me with 20 grandkids. I met a guy last night who has 17 grandkids and 2 great-grandkids,
wow.
And he's my age. Like, dude, he's on wife number 3.
They're getting a little busy, yeah, there.
I only have one wife, so I'm falling behind. She's been a workhorse, though. She raised 5 kids for us, and I helped a little. Anyway, so, yeah, not grilling a lot this week. Since it's nice now, I will be able to rebuild my infrared. It's needed some work done.
Oh, nice.
I got new burners for it. I didn't get it done last fall. Next thing you know, it's hunting season, and I'm gone. So, yeah. Yeah,
it'd be a goal for 2021 is get that infrared.
So the story here is if you have a station in your market that you really like and you've got some contacts there, send them to us or just send them a message and say, hey, you might check these guys out. We like listening to them.
There you go. Listen to the Grilling Guys.
Yes. All right. So coming up next, we're going to talk to Brad Ensing, hopefully, at Garrett's Appliance. Now, they are smoking busy because the building season's on. So let's see what he's got to say. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering. Better Michigan beer.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys, and this is Barbecue Bob. Jop is on vacation, a much-deserved vacation after he had the COVID for a couple days and then had to stay in his house with, well, let's just say captives. So I think that's all ending. And right now on the grilling line, we've got Mr. Brad Ensing, and he's a grilling fool from Garrett's Appliance, one of our great long-term sponsors. How are you, Brad?
Good, Bob. How are you doing today? I will say this. It's a little different for me to do this phone interview versus being in the studios with you, which is a lot more fun at the studio because normally we'd be cracking a beer or having a bourbon by now.
That's right. And thank you. And just so you know out there, folks, Brad is one of those fill-ins for me, Jop goes to automatically, because he's just a wealth of knowledge, and we want to have you back to do a triple host in the very near future, because we want to delve into mushrooms. And you know more about mushrooms, the safe type, than anybody I know. I can school you on the other types. But
well, you know, the funny thing was, I was actually having soup yesterday, and for all those people that are listening that like to type in things to search up, check out Amber Jelly Roll. It's something that's found abundantly this time of the year. It's what I'd consider a beginner's mushroom.
Really?
It doesn't have a ton of flavor, but it's something that you can add into soups, and I've been putting in my soup quite a bit. It adds a cool texture and a little bit of flavor, but Amber Jelly Roll, Ixidia resiza, scientific name. Really cool one to check out if you're out there in the woods looking.
Ixidia resiza. Resiza.
So just look up Amber Jelly Roll. That's you know, layman's terms for it, but really cool mushroom. And, yeah, it's
I mean, Amber Jelly Roll could be like your stage name, and Excidia Risa would be another one.
I will tell you, if this is the same stage name we're thinking about, nobody's going to pay to see me dance.
I didn't say that. So listen, Brad Ensing, Garrett's Appliance, you've got some really cool new specials coming out on grills. So let's hit on those quickly.
Yeah,
and then
you got
it. And then let's talk about something more fun.
You got it. Well, let's start out. You know, grilling season, we always say it never goes away, but it is the actual grilling season, we'll say, is coming up. You know, normally starting around May, people start coming into the showroom looking to buy something new, something different, something great. And some of the cool things at Garrett's is, you know, we have all those traditional style grills. We have your Weber. We have your Traeger pellet smokers. And we have some of those higher end grills for those customers that, you know, maybe want to do something stainless steel built in and spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right. Have you ever brought in the Delta?
Delta Heat? No, I have not.
I love that brand.
We've got some comparable U.S. brands that we are carrying.
Like what?
There's Artisan and Alfresco, which are made over in California. A lot of those big grill manufacturers are made over there. And then we do have some kind of a not really a Chinese knockoff, but, you know, some Chinese well-built grills too, in full stainless steel, that are going to be a longer lasting grill at a better price point. Still your Webers, you know, a lot of people are familiar with the wood pellet smokers like Traeger, but a couple of the new things that we're going to have coming out for those people that, you know, want something cool and new and maybe don't want to spend quite as much. There's a brand out called Kettle Joe. That we're bringing in. It's actually built by Kamado Joe, which I'm sure you know that name.
You bet.
It's kind of a kettle-type grill. It's going to have that ceramic interior to it. However, the lid's not going to be a full ceramic.
It's going to be a gas-style
grill.
Oh, charcoal.
It's going to be a charcoal-style grill, so kind of like that big green egg-type style. However, it's going to start at like $500.
Wow.
So not everybody wants to go out and, you know, blow $1,000, $1,500. Maybe they're just getting their feet wet. It's a great way to get into charcoal for not spending a ton of money.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of kettles, have you ever grilled on the Weber Summit?
I have, you know. Well, there's the Weber Summit, which would be your normal one, and then there is the old school style Weber kettle grill.
The Weber Summit kettle, you know, because they have the gas Summit. They have the gas Summit. I really think that thing is awesome. It's so versatile. It seems expensive at like $1,500, $1,600, but I mean, if you spend that for an egg that will crack, why not buy an American-made kettle that will work almost as good as an egg, but much more versatile? It's got some cool stuff on it.
And that thing's heavy as a tank as well.
Yes.
And, you know, full stainless steel exterior to it. So you're just getting, I think it went up to about $1,800.
Okay.
But
You know, I'd pay it in a heartbeat, yes.
You know, the guys that are doing this and spending all these monies, you know, and I should say guys and gals, you know, going on hunting trips, they don't even think about, you know, spending $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. It's like, well, you're bringing your trophy home. Wouldn't you want to cook it on the best thing?
Right.
Don't screw that meat up.
Right.
You know?
And to be honest, I mean, I'd rather have one that I cooked on Jop's Big Green Egg XL. I sold it to him years ago, really cheap. And because I end up with so many grills, I have to keep getting rid of them. And I forgot how much I really disliked that thing. The lid is so heavy. The table crushed under it. He luckily didn't break it. But, I mean, it's cool, but you can get the Weber Summit and have that same amount of room and not have an 80-pound lid. And not keep buying expensive parts to replace, because they always crack.
Not only the cracking parts, but that seal on there goes bad quite often around the lip of the unit too. But I'm not here to hurt the guys that love their eggs, because
no,
I know there's a lot
either.
Of eggheads
no.
out there. It's it's a great style of grilling, but you know there's just other options out there. Not everybody's falling in that same big green egg boat. So you know we've got some cool options that way. Another one, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, that we started doing as well. There were some Masterbuilt units, which is actually the one that we're doing is just a charcoal feed. It's basically got a tower and fan controlled. So it's actually got an electronic control. You can set it just like an oven for 400 degrees, you know, 500 degrees. And it just fluctuates a fan blowing on that charcoal as it goes. You know, and I've done mac and cheese inside that thing, cinnamon roll. But, you know, there's another one for someone that wants to do something different. And, you know, you're talking about, again, $500-$600 starting and going up for there for a really cool way to do something outside of your normal propane or natural gas grill, which I think everybody just wants to do something a little different, especially after a lot of us have been cooped up indoors for a long time. It's just time to get out there and grill, hike, shoot some squirrels, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. Hey, what about squirrels?
Squirrel season, full effect. You liked a little leeway there into squirrel season.
Well, I was ready for it because I know how your mind works. I shoot squirrels all the time, and I'm so happy to find somebody else who enjoys a squirrel meal.
You know, my daughters, they name them, and it's so funny because they all look the same to me. It's like, well, I think I actually shot Eddie this morning, my daughter told me. However, Eddie was replaced by three other Eddies within about 5 minutes.
Oh, so yeah.
I am a purveyor of the squirrel feast. This weekend, I've got three of them sitting in my fridge, skin gutted, ready to go. Mm-hmm. I've got to add one more on, which I'll probably take one tonight when I get home. But I am going to make some squirrel gumbo with collard greens this weekend, and I'm really looking forward to that.
So if you could have some squirrel with Exidia resiza, you'd have like the perfect Michigan meal.
You know what? If I can actually, I'm not going to put in Exidia resiza with this, but if I can sign, okay, here we go. Some Flamulina veluta peas, which would be velvet foot or gnocchi. I might throw some of that in there.
I'm getting a sign from the producer, Brad. A time goes so fast with you because you're just you're one of those guys, man. Listen, let's get this mushroom thing going real soon. And maybe we can do it next week, but I want to educate myself and our listeners about mushrooms because I'm on to it.
You got it, brother. Hey, you guys have a great weekend. I hope Jop's feeling a little better and get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Thanks so much. Brad Ensing, Garrett's Appliance. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family has been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Hey, welcome back, and a hoo-ah to all the Army boys out there. We're going to bring on an old friend of mine who is a tanker, lifelong tanker, and a retired Army. He is right now running a company for veterans, and we're going to talk all about that. We got Thomas Lindsley on the phone right now. How are you, Top?
I'm fair to middling, fellas. How are y'all? Thank you.
Hey, and Jop's not here. I'm running solo. So it's a monologue, so thanks for bailing me out.
No problem. Give him my best.
Yeah. You have a company, and I want you to tell us again all about it for anybody who hasn't heard you on here before.
Well, thanks, Bob. I'm a pretty lucky guy. I have a little gunsling making business here in Allegan. We started it 7 years ago, and just a simple little sling made out of paracord. Now, we've been pretty lucky, Bob. We've evolved to a very serious type of a sling. Actually, we're a series now of slings, and I'll get right to the best part. We need great work for this awesome piece, and our best customer, our primary customer, is the United States Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps exchanges worldwide.
And the Navy. You got SEALs using it.
I hope I do, but they're only buying it if they're going to a Marine Corps base. Bob, you know, you can't even buy a BB gun or a crossbow in the Navy Exchange. There's no firearms, accessories of any kind. And by BB gun, I'm serious. You can't get them. They're not in the exchange. What a shame.
That sounds like some political correctness that crept in over the last 20 years.
Bob, you can't even buy a BB gun.
Well, so anyway, tell us more about this wonderful sling from Cold Steel Tactical.
Well, thanks. I'm not going to go so much to the sling itself, but to what I need to make these babies. This rifle sling is a bungee sling in four different styles that will fit just about anything. But most especially, they'll fit on some of your best combat rifles and adaptable to anything. They're unlike anything you've ever seen. I will say, though, they are not cheap. I won't mention the price here.
I think they are.
Well, they are. If you're looking at quality, you're getting your money's worth. You're getting that, too.
Dude, that thing is not overpriced at all.
But where we're at right now, to build these things and get them out to the troops like we are and the general public, we need to grow. We need to expand. We're in pretty bad need of some workforce.
You can't just hire vets then, because I think it's limiting the amount of people you can get in there.
Yeah, you're right. We do offer it to any vet to come to us, of course. It's our preference, but we'll take any of great patriotic citizens out there and supporters thereof. Lord have mercy.
I think that's great, because I meet guys all the time that say, you know, I wanted to go in, but I got kicked out because of this, or I didn't pass a physical, or, you know, I had this problem, that problem, asthma, hernia, you name it. The military finds lots of reasons to, heck, eczema. I know a kid that was thrown out of boot camp because he had eczema. So
can be bad, I guess, sometimes, you know.
Yeah,
I
get it.
And the people you just mentioned, all those great troops that you exemplified, many of them are at home, can't get out, or don't have the opportunity to get out.
Right. So how does somebody get? How does somebody? How does somebody help you out?
They give us a call.
And what's that number?
But our workforce works primarily from home, folks. And keep that in mind. Home-based work. You come in once a week, drop off product, get materials, and you go home to do a very, I'll say, simple, because anyone can be trained to build a quality sling.
So you're basically kind of braiding paracord, 75 feet of paracord around a bungee type system with these really cool clasps that you can make a 1 point or 2 point sling out of. And a 1 point sling you're going to use on a tactical weapon, so you can kind of swing it around and pivot it. And the 2 point is for the guy who wants it slung over his shoulder in a fixed position, whichever position. And a lot of hunters like to carry their gun like that, whether it's over your shoulder, you know, pointing up, or whether it's down in front of you, like in a stalking position. So it's not just for the GI. It's not just for the vet. It's not just for the AR platform. It's for any gun. And what if they don't have sling mounts on their gun? Let's say I've got a Sako 270. That's already got the mounts. But let's say I've got all sorts of guns. Goodness sakes, what would it be? Let's say a Winchester lever action, a Henry lever action, and there's no sling mounts on it. What can you do for them?
Well, if I were to go right to a product, I'd say either A, find a set of strap adapters, some Velcro strap system that will attach to rifles or weapons that are limited in connectors, or
something
that would offer you the opportunity to just strap into the weapon. Just strap in and loop it back through and strap in hardline. Options are infinite. But, you know, and back to the description of the work, if I can offer that. These slings are not difficult to make. It takes a little time to train up, but most anybody can build a sling in 20 minutes of time.
You're teaching them to do something kind of like braiding hair, right? I mean, it's a pattern, like knitting.
It's somewhat of a macrame, thing.
Yeah.
It's just one knot back and forth with a consistent pattern, touch, and feel to achieve a final product. And you can build two an hour easily.
Do you have a YouTube video that shows how they're made?
Nope, can't do that. But if you look here, that's proprietary, buddy. Sorry, man.
Well, how about if somebody uses the paracord, how do they resling it?
Oh, well, there's a good point on that. If somebody had to take the paracord off of this bungee sling, by the way, website, coldsteeltactical.net.
Okay.
We'll give you a visual. These are not paracord slings, but that's what you're going to see. These are bungee slings around which the paracord is wrapped.
Right. And now the cool thing about a paracord is what, to people who don't know?
Well, absolute emergency should you need it. However, unlikely, but if you did have to remove that paracord, remember, this is a bungee sling. The paracord removed keeps the sling fully intact.
Let's say the average hunter who might need a paracord, what would that situation be? Maybe he falls and breaks his leg and needs to make splints?
Yeah, or maybe he has a reason to tie his food up in a tree while he sleeps on a lower limb.
Well, you better be bringing a rope for that because you don't want to ruin your sling.
Well, the possibility, we're talking about absolute emergency.
Yeah, really.
Who knows?
Okay.
I can't imagine that one, I guess, in reality.
Yeah, maybe you fall into a canyon or a crevice or, you know, who knows? Maybe you just stumbled and can't get your way back to camp and you got to build a shelter.
Well, these pieces are special, and the people that build them are special, and they must know. Our primary customer is who I mentioned, Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps. We have stores in Kuwait. We have Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, Korea, all over the world. And I can guarantee you, in our imagination, the hundreds of pieces we've sold through a Kuwait store, we can only envision how we've been able to help. It's almost as good as being in the sandbox with them, I have to tell you. That's why our builders feel the same way.
Yeah.
There's an emotional attachment here.
So it's you could make a personal video if somebody wanted to work for you that they could take home and watch and brush up on as they build their first few, because they're going to build one down at your shop, one or two or 10, and then they're going to go home and they're going to do a cottage industry right from their house, and you pay them piecemeal.
Yeah, but we're going to do better than the video. This requires hands-on time, and those who'd be willing, they need to come here and visit us, get their initial hands-on, go home and practice for a few days, and bring in finished products.
All right.
Finished product, you come in, we speed you up within a couple of weeks, and you're off to making, well, at this rate, we're asking for people to give us 20 to 30 hours of their time. It's not going to be a bunch of money, but maybe $200
in a week. We're at a hard break. Thomas John Lindsley, retired Army tanker, and now CEO of Cold Steel Tactical. Give us a website again.
ColdSteelTactical.net.
Okay.
Our phone number is 669-613-5405.
Awesome. Brother, good to talk to you again, and I look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, friend. See you around.
You bet. There's a guy to help out right there, doing God's work for our military and for our hunters and sportsmen and 2A people. This is the Grilling Guys. We're doing a little bit of Mexican treat. This dude coming up, you're going to want to hear. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show.
That's it. Welcome back. It is the Grilling Guys. This is Barbecue Bob. I'm flying solo today with Trevor here at the Lever. And right now, we're going to take a trip up to Traverse City. I want you to meet again a gentleman I ran into years ago who started a place called Osario Tacos and Salsa. This dude is becoming world famous for his salsa. He is quite a guy, and I want you to meet him right now. This is Miguel Angel Osario. How are you, friend?
Excellent. Muchas gracias. Thank you very much. I'm happy to hear.
Yes, yes. Well,
again, thank you.
So how long have you been in business? You're at the corner of 31 and 72. You can literally see the Grand Traverse Resort from your restaurant.
Yes, correct. I have been 9 years in this location.
Wow. So I was up there then 8 years ago, because you were open about a year the first time I darkened your doorway. And I was thrilled to meet you and your wife and taste. At that time, you had 7 or 9 salsas on sort of to pick from. And I honestly, I loved every one of them. I'm a salsa freak. So you really struck a chord with me. And your flavor profiles are, well, apparently you've become like the number one choice in salsa in Michigan right now. Tell us how that happened.
Yes, and my focus and my goal is always, like my grandma say, if you eat healthy, you won't go too much to the doctor. So it's a little more work and a little more labor, but the salsa is 100% natural and another one's organic. And no preservatives, no vinegar, no lime. So it's just only good refrigeration. I'm making right now 12 kinds of salsas and it's in some different organic stores and other stores too that I supply. And it's a wonderful. I like to make even the spicy ones, but spicy salsas can make you sweat, but you enjoy.
I enjoy it.
Now you have something that burn your mouth. So that's my goal always, and all my customers who eat spicy, they love it. They love it. So, and who for me always the boss is the customers. So I'm happy that they're eating healthy and delicious. So that's the main part in the salsas.
So you got to meet my old friend Gonzo from M Live, and he did a tour around Michigan looking for the best salsas, didn't he?
Yes, he did, and they were really happy, very pleased, and they named me the salsa king, and I appreciate. People has to try to see, and I love their opinion, and it's positive or negative, but so far we're in a positive side.
Well,
thank you.
And with Gonzo, were you able to speak a little Spanish with him?
Yes, correct. Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah, he's a good man. He's a good man, and he is he has become quite the food expert in this new job of his. So I would be very complimented by their opinion, because they work very hard to bring people in Michigan to some of the best foods, best burger, best chili, whatever it is. And they put a lot of time and effort in it, and hats off to MLive for sponsoring a guy like Gonzo.
They do a wonderful job. Yes, you're right.
So you do more than tacos and salsa.
Yes. I do different, not only the salsas and the tacos, but I prepare some different plates like we have food from the south of Mexico, in tomatada, and molada, and frijolada, different thing. I'm trying to teach a lot of the local people, the tourist people.
Right.
And some, they travel and they know already, so that's good, and they surprise them. In this little town, they can find traditional, fresh, authentic Mexican food. So I'm happy. And so yes. The entomatada is very famous and traditional, too, in the south of Mexico.
And you're from Michoacán?
No, Oaxaca.
Oaxaca. Sorry, my apologies.
Yes, no problem.
Yeah, yes. Well, you moved up to Traverse City for some reason, and you are lighting it up there because, who would have ever thought that was like an A&W years ago or something, but you've turned that little restaurant into the talk of the town, and that I love entrepreneurs. You and I were fast friends the first time I met you 7 or 8 years ago, and I could just tell that you really, really knew flavor profiles because it comes out in your salsas. I love salsa. I never use ketchup anymore except on a pasty. And I'll have to bring you one sometime if you haven't had one. That's my ethnic food. But I got to tell you, anybody who can put together the spice combinations to bring out the magic that you bring out, I mean, gotta love your mother because I'm sure she's the one that taught you that.
Yes, correct. You know, grandmas and mamas have a good recipe in different things. When you have a passion, you discover that. You go and don't be a selfish. Put two in give to another people too. And they try, and they love it. You continue. That's my trophy. And we're selling thousands of containers already of the salsa. And motivates me. I want to work another 10, 12 years, you know. And so I'm so happy. And number one is to eat healthy, like I told you. So it's really, we're enjoying Traverse City, Michigan, all around. Many customers from Michigan, Ohio, South San Antonio, many states. The tourist people, they love it. They love.
Well, my best friend after boot camp, I had two best friends in the military, and a permanent station. I became best friends with a man named Alberto Meza, and he taught me all about peppers and Mexican food. He was from Brownsville, Texas. And I wish he could come to Michigan and meet you because you guys would be fast friends. I'd be jealous. But I'm thinking that maybe even your grandma might have had a hand in some of the training because I know how this culture goes and this food culture goes. Did you grow up with maybe a strong grandmother cook presence too?
Yes, close to my grandma using the volcanic stones. Seeing right there how roasting the peppers and all those things. And then with a combination with my wife, then he's from the north, Baja California, Mexico.
Oh.
And all the combination from his grandma and my grandma, we put all that together.
Wow.
So my wife and me, we said, okay, let's make history and from our ancestors. And we're proud of them, of our roots, and put those beautiful flavors in Traverse City, Michigan.
Yeah.
And so thanks to God, people appreciate.
Well, you have the work ethic, you have the culinary expertise, and more than anything, you understand flavor profiles and spices and the peppers especially, because the pepper is the key, in my opinion, and roasting tomatoes and tomatillas. But, dude, you got it all going on. I'm so glad you're making your mark and you're making your people proud and you're helping out us gringos who are trying to understand your food culture because it is so wonderful.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to talk to you and all the people that listen to you. You're right. We have a lot of support, and they appreciate I love that when they're sweating and they're having fun. It is amazing enjoying the salsa. And they said, you want something a little more hot? Yes, but listen, be careful. This one. And I explained to them all the different flavors of salsa that I prepared.
All right.
And it's working very good. Thank you.
That's so awesome. Miguel Angel Osorio, Osorio Tacos on US 31, right across the road from Grand Traverse Resort. If you get in that area, you've got to go up and you've got to meet Miguel and let him know that you heard him on the Grilling Guys, and he'll give you a free nacho chip, which he makes himself.
Yes. They're more than welcome. They will have a wonderful experience. And I'm sure they will go happy after they try our product.
Okay, Miguel. Look forward to seeing you again, brother.
Thank you. God bless everybody. Thank you. Yes, bye-bye.
You too, sir. That is a man after my own heart. The work ethic and the culture, and he's just a wonderful person. His wife, he's got family working there, his nephews and whatnot. And that's the American dream right there, buddy. All right, this is the Grilling Guys, running solo today without Jop, but we're limping through. So We're going to do a little man law when we come back and wrap up the show.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Now you're a man!
Today's man law. A real man loves his wife and is faithful to her sexually, emotionally, and mentally. I said it. So anyway, what a great group of guests today. Jop's going to be sorry he missed out, but I'm sure he's going to listen to the podcast. You can go to thegrillingguys.com and you can sign up for our podcast on several platforms, but if you can't get the show in your market, I would stress to you to send a link to your favorite station. If their Saturday morning's a little saggy, we'll try and help them out because we need some more stations around Michigan. There's a lot of people that want to get those grills out and tuned up and tested and become a better griller, and that's what we're all about. This is a labor of love, which is witnessed by the little bit of money we make doing it. So too much information there, but it really is a hobby that keeps us fat. And we are all trying to eat healthy, so listening to Miguel about using the right vegetables and produce, meats, different things. And Brad Ensing from Garrett's. If you've never cooked a squirrel, stick around because he's going to be back in a couple weeks, and we want to get into some of the cool things you can do with that. And then, of course, we're going to explore mushrooms because the weather's getting nice, the snow is melting, and states are dropping the mask law. What do you think about that, Trev? Isn't that great? I mean, I'm so happy to hear that. This nightmare might be over. So we're gonna make it, folks, and we're going to be on our grills celebrating with our families on our decks. And we're going to keep trying to bring you more and more good information for, I guess, getting your back deck tuned up, your garage, rolling out the grills, however you like to do it. We're even going to get Trevor hooked up with a good grill one of these days. Because
I would love a good grill. Yeah.
So I know you're living the bachelor life, and we all remember what that's like. And it can leave you somewhat limited sometimes on the food you make.
Definitely. It's not just me going to Meijer and getting the whatever the brand sausage is.
Yeah. Well, and we've turned you on to some cool things like Cincinnati chili from Skyline.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great thing for a bachelor.
Yeah.
You buy it in a can from your supermarket, and it's Cincinnati-style chili. And you do a five-way on the spaghetti noodles with the beans and the chili and the cheese and the onions and some hot sauce.
Yeah.
That's fun stuff. And there's so many cool food experiences you can do. And I guess that's kind of our goal, is to try and help people expand their palates. And, you know, if you have suggestions, hit our Facebook page, The Grilling Guys. We do respond. And I'm back on Facebook, much to my chagrin, but I decided to take one for the team because I noticed Jop wasn't paying attention to your comments. I apologize for that. It is a little bit of work, but we do want to hear from you. And we love your feedback. We just get great feedback, and the passion comes out in your comments. It's so cool that you're all out there, and we just want to grow the grilling army to be a force to be reckoned with on the food platform. So I think that's about it. Any words of wisdom, Trevor, that you want to throw in for our audience today?
Preheat your ovens. Make sure everything you got, the prep work done.
Hey, that's
a good
one.
That way cooking's really easy.
That's a good one. Prep work for barbecue is a big deal. And then knowing where to go for the right products. Of course, we get all our meat at Sobeys, and they have like fantastic selections. Even have vegetables and all the other accoutrements that go along with good barbecue. So we're going to be back at you next week. Thanks so much for taking a little time. And make sure you bust Joppy's chops on the Facebook page / The Grilling Guys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. See ya.